Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Today on Marvel Movie News, everything is pushed. Everything, every single Marvel movie is pushed. And there's a new one on the slate too, officially. Let's talk about it all today on Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Good afternoon to you, our merry Marvelites. It's the morning, but I'm so used to saying afternoon that I didn't even think about it or process it. We are coming to you live from, we might as well be in the X Mansion. Like, we were in the Danger Room last week, I think last 2 weeks, but now we moved upstairs. It all looks the same, though, because, like, mental projection from Professor X.
Yeah, but make sure you tune in next week when we'll be Breakfast Nook at X Mansion.
Nook. Oh, no. Now I'm having, like, oh, wait, but I could be playing Animal Crossing right now. I went down that rabbit hole the last 2 days, and it's not healthy. I don't know why I did it. Peer pressure.
I'm so anyway, jealous.
I had to take a break from playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. I haven't played it enough to be able to get Doom yet because my guys aren't strong enough, but I do have a great team trying to take him on. Doom's really powerful. What can I say?
I like to hear that Doom is someone you have to work up to. You know, you shouldn't be able to log in and be Doom right away. You know, you have to earn it.
I think like the fourth DLC. So you have to beat the whole game and then beat the DLC story pack.
That's good.
Cause Doom, like, it's all centered around the Infinity Stones. We're just going to talk about video games for a moment because, like, why not? But Doom is content. It's all about the Infinity Stones and the Black Order and, like, Thanos going after the stones. But then after they save it from Thanos, Doom shows up and he's like, yeah, but, like, I'm the real force in the universe. Yoink, Soul Stone. And then he's nice. Just like messing up everybody, and he gets his God Emperor Doom white outfit, which is cool. I just like that outfit because it's where my nickname came from.
The voice of Doom.
Voice of Doom came because of Voice of God Voice of God as a replacement for, or Voice of Doom was the replacement for Voice of God since Doom was God Emperor Doom at the time. That was so long ago. That was during the last Secret Wars story, you guys. That's how long ago that nickname was formed. Also, my Animal Crossing character is named Doom.
Who are we, Zach?
What's
Wilson?
Your island name? Yeah. That's the question.
The island, because I like lost too much.
Okay. Mirror Island. Come on. That's where
there were not enough characters to let me name it New Latveria. It wouldn't let me do it. So anyway, I'm Zach Wilson. Christian Blatt is here. I don't know if I'm pointing or if it's full screen.
But I actually don't know where people's screens are.
Thea is over there in my world. She's that direction.
She's down below us both, kind of where she belongs, down in, the bad place.
Well, Zia's on a green screen, so you could put her wherever want.
I could be wherever. I still, one of these days, I need to get on here early enough to give myself some cool background.
I mean, look, sometimes you want to go somewhere
look
cool, hang
you
out in like the S.H.I.E.L.D. offices, like waiting room, because this is like they put out these packs, literally ABC uploaded packs for your Zoom backgrounds.
That's
for
amazing. S.H.I.E.L.D.
So there's like three or four of them. You can check it out on their Twitter. Anyway, let's talk about the Marvel news this week.
Hey,
we've also got Colpido helping us out as always on Twitter. And we've got Ryan Nielsen, Mr. Fantastic, somewhere he's not in a booth over there, but he is in a booth somewhere.
The booth, multiverse.
Well, yeah, I mean, to borrow a phrase from the old Larry Sanders show, he's actually half man, half booth. So everywhere Ryan goes, he's always producing.
Well, with great booth comes great shows, responsibility. We had a great time watching Spider-Man over the weekend.
We did. Those of you who were able to join us, I know like life is all kinds of insane, but like we were just like tweeting back and forth about while we watched 2002 Spider-Man, and that movie is fun. There's a lot of cameos that I forgot
Octavia
about.
Octavia Spencer's in this movie.
Yeah, in a bit role. I mean, that's a lot of old movies when you go back and you're like people blow up after the fact. Yeah. They'll have like a bit role, but then they're still in that movie.
Z and my pal comedian Jim Norton is in that movie. And I'd forgotten a lot about it. Like I was saying before we got started with the show, there's a couple of really dark moments where I'm like, oh man, Peter just lets that dude fall to his death. And he just kind of walks away. I'm like, okay, that's not the Peter Parker I know. But it works for the story. And I do love that movie. I hadn't seen it in so long. So.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's a really good and interesting look at like, how far these superhero movies have come, how well those were cast. Like look, I still think Tom Holland's the best Spider-Man, but Tobey Maguire is a great Peter Parker.
I think I've talked about it.
Hmm?
It was our first one.
Yeah, he
too,
was our first one. Like, I mean, that was the sort of the balance is like they cast a good Peter Parker, age aside, like we're just, that's like that era of like, you didn't cast actual young people to play young people. That's just what you did. No one did that.
But like, you mean how like the first season of Beverly Hills 90210, Ian Ziering was in his 30s? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, even looking at Tom Holland, he's still what, 24?
I mean, he's grown, but I think he was like
really
19
young.
When they cast him.
I think
that's
you're right,
fair.
Zach, yeah.
That's fair. But he also like, still looks really young.
Yeah, he's been playing that role for a bunch of years now.
And he looks
like,
we the same.
That. Soon they'll have to de-age Tom Holland. Oh, no. Anyway, all right. Let's jump in to our lead story of the day, which is the fact that Marvel is, you may have heard about this because it was last Friday when they announced it, but Marvel is pushing every single movie back on the slate, or pretty much every movie. I think there's one that didn't move in comparison, but here, like, let's look, like, we can go through and look at the new dates for our announced Marvel movies. We've got Black Widow is now going to take over the Eternals spot November 6th of this year, assuming theaters can reopen.
Yeah, pretty sure somebody called that on this show.
I'm pretty sure that we talked about this.
But I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Yeah.
This is the most obvious place for it to land.
Yeah.
Like Zach says, if movie theaters are actually open in November.
Right.
Yeah. There's a logic to it. Like, look, it makes sense for Marvel because they already had these dates carved out. They don't have to worry about stepping on other movies' toes or... and it's far enough away that I think they feel pretty secure in pushing it to that point. They don't have to like move it again because they have to start promoting it too. They have to like remake people aware of the fact that it's going to come out in November.
Well, and it just makes sense to like, I think that we talked about that last show too, that to just sort of shift everything over makes the most sense. That way all the dates are still there because all of the movies are interconnected in some way or another. It makes the most sense to just slide everything over.
Yeah. The only alternative would have been if Black Widow could have been in theaters in like August or something like that. But that's where Wonder Woman just moved.
Yeah, you can't put it anywhere near Wonder Woman. I think that does both of them a disservice. Service,
yeah,
you know, I think
agreed.
You're clear of that. Yeah,
I agree, and I'm very excited to see Wonder Woman 1984. I hope that, and I think the other part of it is Disney's looking at like, are people going to be comfortable going to movie theaters in August? And that's a big
question.
Right
now, I'm going to wait.
You're going to wait for video on demand, or when? What do you think you're waiting for? Because that's like
know.
A different answer than you gave a week ago.
Well, no, a week ago I said I would wait probably a month to go to the theater. And I'm still there. Like, I think I would wait. I don't know if I would go right back to the theater right away. I think I'd still wait like a month.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think it'll probably, I think for me, I'll probably just like look up.
I'll probably go at weird times of the day exclusively, and I'll be looking up. I'll probably get the tickets. I won't pre-order tickets. I'll get them like right before I go and make sure that the theater is pretty empty.
Yeah, I think whenever I do go, it's not going to be a big opening night waiting in line sort of a thing, you know. And when we had Koi on with us last week, he seems to sort of be like, you know, ready to go, but you know, not packed in there like we all have been so many times for some of these movies.
Yeah, and it sucks because I like going to big crowded theaters. In fact, they even Marvel and releasing Kevin Feige even retweeted it, and he never tweets anything. Some audio from the Endgame early Endgame screenings.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't think it was the premiere, but like an early screening, like opening weekend, all the audio of people cheering as Cap like picks up Mjolnir. And it was sort of like that is an electric feeling. I did it again. I made the exact same joke a week ago, and I am not sorry about it.
I can't wait till you make that joke next week.
Well, we keep talking about the same topic, and it wasn't even an intentional pun this time, but like I heard myself say it and then couldn't not call myself out. But anyway, it's really fun to listen to that because I remember every time I saw it, like that feeling. Anyway, Black Widow, November 6th of this year. And that pushes the Eternals back into what was Shang-Chi's spot, February 12th, 2021. I'm just going to read through them and then we'll react after the fact. That pushes Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings back to May 7th, 2021, which pushes Doctor Strange to November 5th, 2021, pushes Thor Love and Thunder to February 18th, 2022. Black Panther is keeping its date of May 6th, 2022.
T'Challa doesn't move for anybody.
Yeah. And then Captain Marvel 2 is now officially coming out on July 8th, 2022.
Zia, how are you going to handle having to wait 27 months for Captain Marvel 2? Are you going to be okay hanging in there?
Oh, darn. I was really hoping to see that sooner.
But that's the actual news from this list, right? Because we didn't have a date on that. We sort of assumed that it might be that spot, but we just didn't know, right?
Yes, that is true. Like, so that's the big thing, is that Captain Marvel 2 had never been officially announced until now. So that was like sort of Marvel wanting to throw something positive into this news when they had to like officially announce all of these movies pushing. Like, and look, Captain Marvel 2 is official and here, and it's a thing. Kevin Feige sort of acknowledged that it was going to happen. And obviously we've had leaks about the writers and like the potential storylines and stuff like that. But this is the first time that it's been officially given a date.
Yeah.
And then October 7th is still not known, but Blade is the only other officially announced movie that's on the slate, and the only other dates that are there are in 2023, February, May, July, and November. I can't imagine that Blade is not landing on October 7th. It's a Halloween movie.
Yeah, for sure.
It is like Blade is 100 with Mahershala Ali. I mean, I know it's not official, but 100%. I would put a bunch of money on Blade falling on October 7th.
It's literally the perfect time for it to come out. I hope that they still get enough time to work on that. I mean, I know that they've strategically moved everything back knowing that they would have enough time to get everything done within that time, but I'm still nervous about the whole round two of COVID-19. And that's what, like the next year of it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's going to be the big thing. It's like, movie theaters are a huge X factor in that, because any kind of gathering is the thing that we are going to have to learn to potentially live without for a long time.
Yeah.
And that might mean movie theaters.
That might mean movie theaters. That definitely is going to mean conventions and things like that.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to somebody who was like, I'm still hopeful that we'll get to go to San Diego this year. I'm like, no, why would you go? Not. And I hope that San Diego
maybe to go to the beach and be like 10 feet away from people. And San Diego's lovely, but I don't want to go to that convention center. Not this year.
Yeah, I absolutely will not be going to any conventions this year. And frankly, I think that it's irresponsible of Comic-Con to hold it in July if they still want, like, they haven't officially done anything yet, but I think it would be irresponsible for them to hold it.
I know that we're talking about the releases, but this is a decent enough hypothetical. What if they moved it to like November? And I don't even know that they would. That's not even the point though. Like, do you feel like later this year, if things trend the right direction, or do you think it's like, you know what, we're just going to skip 2020. Let's do Comic-Con summer 2021 on kind of the usual weekend.
I don't know.
It's a huge gamble.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zia, what were you saying?
No. I was just going to say, I would feel more comfortable just waiting till next year, honestly. Like even if it comes out or even if they try to do it in, you know, November or something like that. First of all, we don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know. I mean, I personally, this is all just my own opinion. I think that things are going to be pretty rough until like maybe August or September. And that's just not enough time to feel comfortable having a bunch of people crammed into one space. I'd say just wait till 2020.
Yeah. I mean, so like Comic-Con speculation aside, the Marvel rumor that's connected to this, from what I'm hearing, production on a lot of these shows and the shows and movies have been pushed. Like Marvel is reportedly pushing all of their production until September. Like they're not, I mean that, and that's fair. There's a lot of the work that has to go into ramping up to shooting again, and stuff that's on stage, they could kind of work their way towards a little bit, maybe a little sooner, but anything that has to be on location. Remember that Falcon and the Winter Soldier was
Captain
shooting in
Falcon,
Prague.
I like that. You just said it. Now I'm like Captain Falcon.
It's a different character. That's like a Nintendo character. So I think that name is taken. But they were shooting in Prague at the time, but that they got shut down. And like Loki, I think, was shooting some stuff on location as well, or I think they were in England. I don't hold me to that. I don't remember. But a lot of these places were not filming on stages, so they have to figure out how to handle all that. And if you got to rebook locations, you're gonna have to have some lead time, and without knowing when stuff is gonna open, maybe they're just hoping that they can start booking locations and stuff like that and actors, because it's far enough out that they can plan for September. But it also jives with that that's a rumor, but it also jives with some of the other stuff that I've heard about, like what productions are continuing on and what's being put on hold. So I think that's probably accurate. Do you guys think that's a reasonable goal to be shooting in September?
Again, it depends on how things go.
Yeah, this is all speculation because we don't know. We can't know what's going
to
happen.
Just, you have to plan for what you can plan for, and then wait till it comes. And they're obviously going to have to be pretty flexible with it. I think realistically, it just depends on. I mean, I know that sets are really busy, though. That's the thing. There are so many people on a set. It's hard to cut that down because certain things like a news show or a show like, I don't know, hypothetically, if you had like what we do at Marvel Movie News in studio, but you had like two of us 6 feet apart in the studio and then one person on the couch. You know what I mean? Like you can sort of work with, if you want to still do things, but like keep it a little bit distanced with things like that, it's hard because there are just so many people involved.
Yeah. You're talking about 100 to 200 people inside a stage. Like there's not containing a virus like this until then. We gotta figure it out. But anyway, let's look at the let's go back to talk.
Well, let me just one other final thing I wanted to say about all that is I'm wondering about those shows, you know, depending on how long the delay goes on, are they going to be in a situation where they can break these seasons up? If they have 10 episodes, it's like, well, you know what, 4 of them we'd be able to finish. Can we post them in steps? Or they? Do you think that maybe they'll just hold them until they're done, which will, of course, be later than we were. Really, the only one that I think that impacts is Falcon and Winter Soldier. I think that's the only one that impacts because that was supposed to show up in August.
You're talking about the Disney Plus show specifically, not
correct.
Just
specifically, that production.
Yeah, just clarify. This rumor is about all production, movies and TV, movies and Disney Plus together. They have not specifically said what's going to happen to the Disney Plus shows. Those are home releases, so in theory, they could put them out. I think they must be examining what is being like. Theoretically, there were threads that led between these things. So like we had speculated that Black Widow probably had a big impact on Falcon and the Winter Soldier, or at least set up, maybe if not big impact, set up some things, because they're both spy shows that like maybe Black Widow introduces a villain or introduces the Thunderbolts. And then it's like followed up in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Hard to say, but if that is the case, I think they'd have no choice but to push Falcon and Winter Soldier for rather than spoil Black Widow, because you don't want to spoil your moneymaker in favor of a TV show. You that like Eternals, I don't think would probably link to too much specifically, but with Doctor Strange pushing to November, WandaVision was supposed to be like right before it.
Was supposed to be in December. Wait, no. I thought WandaVision
Doctor
was
Strange
December.
Was scheduled to come out May 7th of next year. And WandaVision was supposed to come out this December.
December. Okay, right.
But they were only they were only like 5 months apart. To put them almost a year apart, if they really are feeding into each other, who knows? I mean, it could be irrelevant. It could just be a tiny thing. But we know that Wanda's going to be in Doctor Strange, too. So do they push WandaVision back? WandaVision's not done shooting either, mind you. They still have to finish some stuff. We don't know what exactly, but they probably want to get them closer together. I don't know. And look, that the thing is, if WandaVision comes out in December as scheduled right now, you have three Marvel movies before Doctor Strange. Because here's the other part of it. Spider-Man 3 has not officially been pushed back. It is still technically on the slate for July 16th of next year. Because that's a Sony movie. Sony has control over that. Marvel doesn't. So they kind of have to, either Sony's going to decide to push that because the production delays, who knows what else, or that like they're like, who knows, we're just gonna have to wait and see on Spider-Man 3. But if WandaVision comes out in December, then you have the Eternals, Shang-Chi, Spider-Man 3, and then you get Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Golly.
So it is what it is. Like, look, everyone's just like doing their best to adjust to it. There's some unfortunate things that like you get, like Shang-Chi was going to drop during the Chinese New Year, which would have been a really nice, like,
would have been really cool.
Coincide. Yeah. But that's one of those things that has to go. The production shut down. So I think aiming for to be in movie theaters in 10 months when they're not done shooting, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Forget about reshoots and post-production and all of that. Like, it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. But like there's some positives on this slate. I love that we're gonna like Thor Love and Thunder comes out 4 days after Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
And look, I hate Valentine's Day. Screw that holiday. But Thor Love and Thunder coming out around it, that's my day. I'm gonna take myself out to dinner and a movie to go see Thor and just like look at like 18 what I'm imagining is gonna be like 18 different Thors on screen, because I think you're gonna have Jane Foster Thor, you're gonna have Chris Hemsworth Thor, and then you get Throg in there, and you got Beta Ray Bill in there. I'm just hoping everybody shows up that's the world that I want to live in.
So you'll have plenty of dance partners that night, Zach. You don't have to worry. That'll be the Valentine's Day for you, the Love and Thunder.
We'll see. Maybe I'll become less jaded towards the holiday in 2 years' time. Only time will tell. But yeah, so then we're like pretty much there that October 7th is going to be Blade, and then you've got February, May, July, and November for four more movies in 2023. And we could spend time speculating on those. But one of those movies, most likely, and this is my transition, is going to be Ant-Man 3. Haha.
Hey.
Ant-Man.
There he is.
Yeah, I've got my giant man toy here.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man 3 officially got a new writer this week. And it is going to be, his name is Jeff Loveness. And he is a writer. What you will most likely know him from is he is a writer on Rick and Morty. If you're going to get some more ridiculous sci-fi comedy, there's no better well to tap than Rick and Morty for that. Are you guys excited by this?
I think that, you know, that sensibility lends itself to Ant-Man for sure. You know what I mean? It's, you know, because Ant-Man is our lighter fare superhero, you know, get a little bit of that Spidey, but, look, I think if you can wrap your head around Rick and Morty, I think that that's going to be a great fit. And yeah, look, I love the idea. You know, I think that all these different takes on the character are welcome. It'll consistently be the same Scott that we know. But I think that it'll be very cool to see, you know, somebody bringing that sensibility to it for sure.
Yeah. And it's look, when you get down to it, like who better to write if you need somebody who's to write a hero that is problematic at times, that like maybe did some things that people are not really on board with because they were pretty bad at the time, who better to compare Hank Pym than somebody who knows Rick Sanchez? By the way, I acknowledge the flaws of Hank Pym. I'm just saying, it's a good take.
Kem A. Egan wants to know if Pickle Rick will pop up in Ant-Man 3. I think that's a very valid question.
No, I hope not. That is one of the. That is a great episode, but it has been memeified to death.
I've seen the memes, and I haven't seen the show.
All right. Yeah, well, that's what about Pickle Pym? What do you think about that? Is that something that we could look forward to?
He'll be the size of a pickle.
Okay, that's fine.
Be a pickle. He could if he wanted to, but Hank Pym is above that nonsense. Anyway, so Ant-Man 3. There were some more rumors attached to that because apparently there's a rumor that I saw that Paul Rudd had written a draft of Ant-Man 3.
That's amazing.
Now he has credit. Here's the thing. Paul Rudd also has writing credits on the first two. So that's not out of nowhere. He like had additional writing credits and like was part of that writer's room and team. And I think he probably just asked to take for a chance to swing at the script, but the which makes sense. And they're bringing in this guy, and like, I'm sure Paul Rudd will still be involved in the room, but the rumor was that he had written MODOK into his version of the movie.
That'd be incredible.
So
I want to see that.
There is a rumor that MODOK could be in Ant-Man 3. And we've talked about that before a little bit. It's an interesting theory. I think it still meshes with my want to see Eric O'Grady, the Black Ant, in this movie, because I think you make him a former SHIELD agent who now works for AIM. And this could be a new version of AIM. It doesn't have to be the one from Iron Man 2, or it could be like the one that continued on without him. Maybe MODOK was pulling Sam Rockwell's strings, or not Sam Rockwell, that's Iron Man 2. Iron Man 3 was Kieran, whatever. Anyway. I'm just saying, they created Advanced Idea Mechanics and then just kept going after Iron Man 3.
I think that logically that makes sense. And even if it makes absolutely no sense, the idea that we could get MODOK, I mean, I'm excited enough about an animated MODOK, but if you want to put him in a movie, you put him in any movie as soon as you're ready to CGI that guy in there.
Yeah, I'm down to see that.
I almost swore for no reason, so I stopped myself.
You know what? It actually super adds up too, because I could see MODOK having been created because of a mistake with knockoff PIM particles.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and let's see.
They were attempting to advance his brain by growing it using PIM particles, but then they like messed up and it only grew his head and he still got a little body. It's how you can scientifically MCU justify MODOK's appearance using PIM particles is mm-hmm. what I'm saying. And if there would be no better place to introduce it than Ant-Man 3. And it starts off with a heist from Eric O'Grady stealing PIM particles.
And it was pointed out in the chat that there's no reason that we couldn't get Patton Oswalt's voice as MODOK. Since you know he'll be the animated voice, so yep. you know, and I'm like, yeah, have it consistent. There's yep. no reason not to do that. There's no reason not to have MODOK in the movie. I don't, like I said, I don't care if it doesn't make sense. You have time to make it make sense. But even if I'm like, well, that's dumb, I'll still be excited to see him. You know,
yeah, it doesn't matter at that point. You're like MODOK. It will still be fun.
That's so cool.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I need to take a diversion because it makes me laugh. It was asked in the chat, good Lord, Zia, what are you drinking? So I guess one of your swigs of your green drink were on camera. Not everyone can be smart enough to self-promote while they're drinking during the show. But what are you drinking? People want to know.
It's cucumber, celery, spinach, pineapple, and coconut water. And then I just blend it in the blender.
I just threw up in my mind.
It's actually really good.
It's awful.
It's actually pretty good.
All right.
It makes me feel healthy.
Anyway, back on topic. Sorry, Zach.
All good. Our last story for today. I'm like, where were we? Is just a real quick update, a rumor update, apparently for New Mutants. No, I don't have news on when it's coming out. No one knows. I don't even know if Disney knows at this point. But apparently it's 5 minutes shorter than we thought based on these rumors. So supposedly New Mutants we thought it was because of like some AMC postings and all that, it was going to be 99 minutes long. But now apparently it's only 94. 4 minutes long.
Well, what I was going to point out is until further notice, it's 99 minutes shorter than we thought it was going to be. So if one day we get one that's 94 minutes, that'll be fine. I just want to see the movie. Just give me that movie. Don't even give me the movie. I'll pay for it. I'm not looking for it for free. I think the argument that it should be on Disney Plus it's not quite right. I mean,
no, I'll pay $20 to watch it.
Even Onward, they did the few weeks of the on demand before it went over to Disney Plus. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's fine. But it being a little shorter, I think to what you're saying, Zach, it just means that maybe the estimate that AMC had was incorrect.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah.
I just want to see this movie.
Yeah,
like, I don't even know if it's going to be good or bad or whatever, but I want to see it. We all need to see it to put it behind us at the very minute.
I need to see Lockheed, you know, and if I spend $20 and I get, you know, one of those like 48 hour rentals, I will watch it at least four times. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yes.
I want to see Magic jumping around with a sword like that. I know the rumor I heard is that her jumping around with a sword is like 5 minutes of the movie.
Great,
but I don't care. I'll watch that 5 minutes a bunch of times.
I want to see the friggin' demon bear. Like, come on. Yeah. I just
there's a lot that we want to see. Yeah. Disney, I know you're listening to this. Please give us new. I'm gonna get close to the mic so that you can hear me really clearly. Give us New Mutants. ASMR is a big thing now. What if I ASMR'd it? Disney, give us New Mutants.
That's kind of terrifying.
That's worse than what Zia's drinking. What if we tried to do the whole show that way?
Welcome to Marvel Movie News. I almost opened the show with that bit, and then I didn't because I was like, no one wants that. No one wants ASMR from me. maybe from Zia, but not from me.
Nathaniel in the chat has a great idea. New Mutants drinking game. Drink every time it gets delayed. So we'd all be wasted already.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Just drink once for every time it's been just it's gone.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or if you want to give up drinking, just drink when it comes out.
There you go.
That's a good one.
You have people that are like, you know, not shaving during quarantine, and you're just like, yeah, you know, don't shave, or I don't know, don't shower until New Mutants is available.
Oh my god, if you live with protest. Someone, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Christian's like, yeah, I also haven't been showering. Kids.
No, but clearly I'm not going to be able to swing by Supercuts anytime soon, which is proving problematic for me, but that's all right. Anyway.
Yeah, my hair's getting unruly, just like our runtime is getting unruly, because we got to go. We got to give the space up for other shows to get prepped for today. And I've got like work to do from home, staying here. But yeah. Got some stuff I got to take care of. And I know that we all do. But I'm really happy that we have this time every week to come and chat with you guys. So please keep joining us every Thursday at 11 a.m. until further notice. But we will be here. The Marvel movie news will be here. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Zia, if people want to keep up with you, maybe watch you play, I don't know, video games of some kind, where can they go?
Yeah, come watch me play video games. You guys can ask me any questions you want. Twitch.tv/Zealand. Right now I am playing Skyrim. I'm playing Bioshock. I just started playing through that. It's my first time playing through it. It is so fun. And then I do a snack show too. So you guys can come hang out and munch on some stuff. It's where I try a bunch of foods I've never tried before. I try new things. It's a good time. So if you guys want to come hang out there, twitch.tv/Zealand. Also, I still do the show It's Eric Nagel. And that's up wherever you find podcasts, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. So you can check that out there as well.
Christian.
And you can find my personal podcast, The Blackcast, at blackcast.com, BLADTCAST. Our friend Zia Anderson right down there. She was on episode 369, carefully chosen nice. For her, which episode number, but we did that. I'm doing more during the week. You can see the video versions on the YouTube channel. Zach, I will be tricking you into coming on, because now you can't get away. You're
Invite
going to
me.
End up. Yeah, you will. Don't worry. But we're also doing something that is not as fun as watching the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. I'm doing this with the Blackcast guys, but I invite you and everyone watching this show next Wednesday, the 15th of April. And I know it's late for people on the East Coast, but at 9 p.m. Pacific time, we are going to live tweet the director's cut of Daredevil, the Ben Affleck Daredevil. It's
Have that on Blu-ray, and I've never.
Wow.
I have it on standard def DVD. That's how long I've had it. And I've also never watched it. And for years we were threatening to do it. And we're like, well, now we have to do it. I'm told that that version of Daredevil is actually much better than the one that we saw theatrically.
What I've heard.
And there are probably those who will say it can't be much worse. Although Michael Clark Duncan as Kingpin, I didn't hate. I didn't think that was bad at all. Actually, I thought he was a pretty cool Kingpin.
Yeah. Well, hey, so guys.
Anyway, you can find that. And find me on Twitter and Instagram at ChristianDMZ. I'll send a reminder out that we'll be doing that on next Wednesday.
Awesome. Well, hey, guys, I'm Zach Wilson at VatZachWilson. I also have my other podcast, Ships in the Night, which is continuing on in new and crazier ways, because we're now doing the show live on Twitch every Wednesday at 8 p.m., because somebody asked us to do it and I didn't have a good excuse to say no. So now we're doing weird cross fandom shipping every Wednesday at 8. Last night we did Star Fox, Fox McCloud, and Robin Hood from the Disney movie, just some foxy loving. We also did Tom Nook from Animal Crossing and Bill Lumberg from Office Space. Because this is what I do with my life. And I wish I could blame quarantine for that. But no, I can't. No. I was already this crazy beforehand. It's just exemplified now.
Yeah, so. it was years before quarantine that we did the episode that I was on where it was Grimace and Thanos. So
it feels like it was years. Yeah,
it kind of was. Yeah,
it was. I think it was a year ago, but that might as well be 8 years ago. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, like Popcorn Talk on YouTube, follow it on Twitter. All those things, smash the like button. That's the phrase I keep hearing in all the videos that I watch. Smash it. And then we will be back next week. This has been Marvel Movie News. Excelsior.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.